10 Ways You Are You, Chapter 4, Move. Now we'll look at the next way of being you. It's the way we move, and so I call it the way of move. It balances the way of note. You might not have thought it, but everything moves. It has to move. Now, you might say that the ground under your feet doesn't move, but if you have an earthquake, it will move. If you put your ear to the floor, you might hear footsteps. Even if everything is quiet and still, the tiny bits or atoms that make up everything are buzzing with energy. The whole earth moves silently around the sun. That's why we have days and nights. When God created the universe, there was lots of movement. You and I have been on the move even before we were born. We kicked our mother in her tummy, we squirmed around after birth, we started to crawl, then toddle, then tried to walk. Now we run, play games, ride a bike, swim and do all sorts of exercise. When we start to work, we'll be moving all the time. Maybe we'll be travelling to work, doing the job, then coming back home. We all have to work so that we can live. Some work needs us to move more than others. Even if we sit at a desk, we're moving paper, writing, or scratching our head. All the stuff we've made from is moving. We're growing all the time. Our heart is beating and our blood is flowing. Our lungs are going in and out. We may be told to keep still when we're fidgeting. But it's really impossible, isn't it? Our brain is fizzing all the time with electricity as we think. We pee and we poo. We are full of movement. When Jesus was born, he was just like us, moving around all the time and doing things. He had a very important job to do. He had to show us how to love everybody. That meant he had to meet people who needed him and give them practical help. He would often heal them by touching them or just saying a word. We need to imitate Jesus and also learn to help others. Sometimes that might be simply by hugging them when they feel unhappy, or helping them if they fall over, or repairing something they've broken, or giving them some stuff they really need. Think of all the ways you like to be helped and cared for. Then do the same to other people. What sort of work would you like to do? Maybe you don't know yet. It'll depend on what sort of stuff interests you. Maybe you'll be a parent too. If you like rocks, you might be a scientist. If you like colours, you might be an artist. If you like helping people, you might be a nurse or a teacher. There are some people who try to move faster than anyone else in the world, like runners, swimmers, and people who race cars and aeroplanes. Not everybody can choose the sort of work they want to do. But try to make a note of what moves you and you're happiest doing, and then try to do it. And remember, sometimes it is important to stop moving. We all need to get enough sleep and give our brain a chance to rest. So, that is the way of move, which balances the way of note. All the stuff we are made from allows us to move and note things. And we have to move and take note in our work to be able to get all the stuff we need. We can't have stuff without movement.